Pow! Actually, I'd like to say that I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore. And if you feel the same way I do, I want you to go to your window right now, open it up, stick your head out, and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Now, next week on this very program, I shall commit suicide on the air. Have you been to see Network yet? That essentially is the plot of Network. There's more to it. The guy is being fired for ratings. Because he has low ratings. Poor Peter Finch. Well, that's the story behind Network. I'm holding here in my hands a very, very uncommon item. Hear that? Now, that's something that you won't find just everywhere. Not everyone will have one of these. I know you're asking yourself, now, what could that possibly be? Actually, what it is, it's two pieces of paper. But what is uncommon is not the fact that I'm holding here two pieces of paper, but what is uncommon is what is on these two pieces of paper. I am holding here a letter from the G.C. Merriam Company, publishers of the Merriam-Webster reference books, addressed to Mr. Mike Griffin. Dear Mr. Griffin, thank you for your recent letter drawing our attention to a difficulty with the treatment of dwarf and midget in Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary. Well, you see what it is. I caught an error in the dictionary. I actually found an error, a mistake in the dictionary, and I drew it to their attention. See, now, they had said midget was synonymous with dwarf, essentially is what they said. But that is not true. A midget is a small person who is physically well-proportioned, whereas a dwarf may not be well-proportioned. His head may be too large or something like that. And I pointed it out to them. They sent me back a letter, and through all their double talk, they said I was right, and that as soon as they were able to, they were going to correct their later editions of the dictionary. Isn't that exciting? That is a very uncommon thing. Most people do not have a letter from the dictionary company where the dictionary company says that they made a mistake, and they thank them for pointing it out, and I'm very proud to just be a part of that. That's right. Well, let's see what else. The movie Survive was on television this morning. Probably a lot of you watched the movie because of all the advertisements that the movie had about you're going to see people eating on your screen. That's right. Now, the movie was a foreign movie. It started out, the first part of it was really sickening because of the poor acting and the terrible dialogue. But as it got into the movie, it was pretty good, and really it was, and this was the wrong word to use, but it was tastefully done. If you didn't see it, it's about a group of athletes and some others who were on an airplane. They crashed in the Andes, and the people who were searching for them gave up hope of ever finding them, so they stopped the search. Anyway, these people were trapped up there for a long time, and they had to survive by eating fellow passengers who had died. And they did it. And that's what the movie was about. But all week it's been built up on TV as being something almost hideous. But you tune it in and see it, and it's almost a religious thing. It really is. One of our questions we could ask this morning is, if the circumstances warranted, would you eat someone? Can you see them laying around the airplane at night, needing a snack? Go out and grab a hand, bring it in, gnaw on it. That's the kind of thing, really, from the announcements that they were showing, that's the kind of thing that you would expect to see. But the movie wasn't that way at all. Not at all. But that kind of thing gets us watching the thing. And I don't know if that's a sign of a sick society or not. Are we sick because we go for that kind of thing? I don't know. But I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this any longer. I'm not. Our numbers this morning are 583-8803. And 589-WAKY. Take me a drink of water here. Now, in this water, there are trace amounts of carbon tetrachloride. Again, it's floating down the Ohio River. And again, we're drinking it up. Now, supposedly, it's a level that is safe for humans to digest. But how do they know? How do they know that it's safe? Have they ever fed it to humans before? Well, here I am. I'm taking a drink of water. and we'll see what happens to me. Now, I can't tell you, I've been drinking this water all morning as an experiment to see what would happen so that I could come on the Wacky Talk Show and you could hear for yourself the effect that this water has on human beings. And I've got to tell you that I am mad as hell and I'm not going to take this any longer. Chemical company dumping chemicals in our water. President of Mean of Uganda is holding U.S. citizens over there. He won't let them out of his country until Wednesday. And then we're not sure exactly what he's going to do. The Ugandan troops are poised there at their border. They're thinking that the Americans are going to come in and invade their country. Of course, the president says that we are not. And President Amin of Uganda says that he is not going to harm the Americans within his country, but there are many horror stories that have come out of his country, and we just don't know what's going to happen. See, the problem with President Amin is he is mad as hell. About 6 months ago, a British doctor announced that he had treated Amin for a bad advanced case of syphilis. So advanced, in fact, that it caused brain damage and it could lead to irrational behavior. And as you see, Mr. Amin does sometimes act irrationally. But I've got to say again, I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello there.
Hello.
Is this Wacky Talk?
It is. Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off.
Okay.
That is item number one.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, what are we talking about this morning?
It is an open line, but if you want to talk about that movie where they ate people on television, you've been listening to the radio, you heard the opening talk, you can pick up on that or you can start your own subject.
Okay. Was it the car show tonight?
I wasn't at the car show.
Who's that guy with the mustache wearing a hat? Cowboy hat up there at the pinball lizard stand?
Could be Coyote Calhoun, I don't know. He wears cowboy hats. Did you like the car show?
Yeah, I love it.
What was the best part of it?
I liked when that guy's in there singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The band battle.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's what I like. Anyway.
So you saw all the cars, the Jaws, was it a Jaws motorcycle, is that what it was?
It was like a motorcycle, that was a band, he's got an orange shift with, and the eyes blink off and on.
Are you going to go again next year?
Yes, sir.
Carl Casper's Rod and Custom Auto Show. I don't know what number this is. They used to have numbers like the 12th annual Rod and Custom Auto Show. I don't know what number this one is.
You never guess what Spider-Man asked me.
What?
He asked me to go over and get Patty McGuire's autograph for him. And then she told me to go back and tell him that she'll give it to him later since he's been staying in the same hotel with him.
Ah. Now, the Spider-Man was out there.
Yeah.
And Patty McGuire from Playboy was there. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
And she said that she was staying in the same hotel with Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll spin webs together?
Yeah.
Oh. Gosh, it's exposed right here on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Exposed right here. Wow. Spider-Man and Patty McGuire. I never would have believed it. Thanks for calling in this morning. This is Wacky. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, Mike. Coach, a few minutes ago about a letter I have here from my mother.
A letter from your mother?
Yes. My name is Mark Hughes, and I plan to someday be a comedian.
Hmm.
So I have a letter here from my mother that might help me.
Are you mad as hell this morning?
No, I feel great this morning.
I'm mad as hell.
Why is that?
And I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're not?
No.
Okay. Mind if I read my letter?
Gee, I don't know. Read it, and I'll tell you if I mind or not.
Okay. Dear son, Mark, just a few lines to let you know I'm still alive. I'm writing this letter slowly because I know you can't read fast. You won't know the house when you come home. We've moved. About your father. Your father has a lovely new job. He has 500 men under him. He's cutting grass at the cemetery. There was a washing machine in the new house when we moved in, but it isn't working too good. Last week I put 14 shirts into it, pulled the chain, and I haven't seen the shirt since. Your sister Mary had a baby this morning. I haven't found out whether it's a boy or a girl, so I don't know if you're an aunt or an uncle. Speaking of uncles, your Uncle Dick drowned last week in a vat of whiskey in a Dublin brewery. Some of his workmates dived in to save him, but he fought them off bravely. We cremated his body, and it took 3 days to put the fire out. Your father didn't have much to drink at Christmas. I put a bottle of castor oil in his pint of beer, and it kept him going until New Year's Day, and then some. I went to the doctor on Thursday, and your father came with me. The doctor put a tube into my mouth and told me not to open my mouth for 10 minutes. Your father offered to buy the tube. It only rained 2 times last week, first for 3 days and then for 4 days. Monday it was so windy that one of our chickens laid the same egg 4 times. We had a letter from the undertaker yesterday. He said if the last installment wasn't paid on your grandmother within 7 days, up she comes. Your loving mother, Mama Hughes. P.S. I was going to send you $10, but I already sealed the envelope.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
That's a letter from your mother, a very touching letter, I might add.
Yeah, my mother's great.
Yes.
Any comments on this letter will be accepted with, I don't know what you'd call it.
Yes. Now, you mentioned the fact that you wanted to be a comedian.
Yes.
What have you done toward that goal?
At parties, I make a lot of people laugh with my impersonations.
Who can you do?
I called you last week and did Walter Brennan.
Ah, who else can you do?
I do John Wayne.
Everybody does John Wayne.
Everybody does John Wayne.
And you do Howard Cosell because Howard Cosell sounds a lot like John Wayne.
Howard Cosell sounds a lot like John Wayne. I see I get them mixed up.
Yes.
I'm not used to doing them at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, my brother has conned me into calling you. I used to listen to your talk show all the time, and then he called me tonight and told me to call. So I said, okay, I will. They're having a party, and he wouldn't come over and get me, so I thought I'd entertain him by phoning into you.
Yes, and he didn't have any party records, so he put on Wacky.
Right.
Amazing.
Amazing.
The amazing true story. Well, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay, Mike.
We enjoyed your letter.
Okay.
Very much. It's 214. Our numbers are 583-8803-589-WACKY. Good morning.
King Kong's a big monkey that looks like my mother-in-law.
Ah, well, that's encouraging to hear. This is Wacky. Good morning. Hello. Come in if you hear me. Good my if you don't. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
This is what used to be Music Trivia Man.
I was just going to say that.
You
what
were.
Happened? What happened?
I was dethroned, destroyed, and I'm just going to go by Jim.
By whom?
Oh, people at school. We started this trivia club, and they just wiped me out.
How did they do it?
Just asking me questions, all kinds of stuff, like stuff from movies way back in the 1920s and 30s. And
did they know the answer?
I Have Not questions and Casablanca and stuff like, man, I just got destroyed.
Did they know the answers?
Yeah, they knew the answers.
Bunch of jerks.
Really, I gave up. I have to write up a whole bunch of Star Trek questions and get them back later.
Yes.
But, I don't know. Hugh Hefner's going to have a rough time whipping Spider-Man.
Why? Why is he going to whip Spider-Man?
Well, golly, man, you didn't go out to the car show and see Patty McGuire. She's worth fighting for.
Is she?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get fired up.
Patty McGuire, if you're still in Louisville and you're listening.
She was decent.
I would like to see. I would like to see what this young man is talking about.
She can always come down in front of the window and give you a big moon. Is it still snowing?
To find out if indeed he is factual. It is not snowing.
It's not snowing. Well, then she might do it for you.
Yes. Well, I would be willing to open the door, as a matter of fact.
You would. You wouldn't do that for me.
Yes, I would.
Oh, that's right. You have before, haven't you?
Yes. Okay. We don't make this a common practice.
All right. I guess you watched the movie Survive since you're talking about it.
Yes.
You should have seen the movie on our station. It was pretty good.
What was it?
It was called The Glitter Palace. It was about gay people and the murder and had Chad Everett. It was pretty good. It was sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm. You think these movie producers and the TV stations are trying to shock us with the stuff they put on?
Possibly. I don't know. NBC Big Event is not as big as it was made up to be, but tonight it was pretty decent.
The Big Event.
Talking about their Survive about cannibalism. You know that song, Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
Got to play that.
Yes, that is a good song.
Do you know what it's people tell me that they're talking about a person or a donkey. Do you know which it is?
It's a person. Joe and me and Tim. Timothy.
Got to play that so we can determine whether that's supposed to be a donkey. You know what happens, don't you?
What? He gets eaten.
Really?
Yes, I think that record has been taken out of here.
Really?
Yes.
What for?
I don't know. I don't understand the programming policies of this radio station.
On Randolph's Case.
I don't understand.
Oh, that's a good song.
I know it.
Now we'll never know whether it was a donkey or a person.
I think he got a little upset when I would come on every time I was on the air and play the song and talk about how my appetite was, I was having problems.
See, that's your fault.
I did get hungry in the middle of the movie Survive. I don't understand that.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did get hungry.
Did you get up and get you some popcorn and bologna sandwiches and Dr. Pepper?
As a matter of fact, I had chicken barbecue.
Oh, that's what I had.
Chicken? Really?
Really?
And french fries?
No, I couldn't afford the french fries. I come home from the car show and the chicken was there, though. I couldn't fight it. Car show was decent this year. You should have went.
I didn't go.
You still cheap.
Well, actually, I could have gone for nothing.
That's right. You.
But I was busy all weekend.
Weren't you assigned duty out there with the band battle like everybody else? Or are you privileged?
I have a good reason for not being there.
Oh, let's hear it.
I have an excellent reason.
Oh, I bet.
But I cannot reveal the nature of this.
Uh-huh.
That is true.
Uh-oh. That sounds...
All right. I will tell you.
Okay.
Tuesday at 3:15, I enjoy bragging. Tuesday at 3:15, my wife gave birth to a 10-pound, 1.5-ounce, 23-inch long baby girl.
Now you got two girls.
And Saturday, I brought them home, and I have been busy the entire time.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason.
Yes.
But now you got two girls.
I have to think of another excuse next year.
You can always try for a son.
Yes, I think I've killed off my entire family, a number of funerals, and next year I'll have to think of something else.
Possibly. Maybe by then I can come up and help you with something.
That's if I'm here next year, because after all, I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this any longer.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it really good?
I don't know.
You haven't seen it either, have you?
I saw it. I did, and I laughed through all the tender scenes in there. I really did. I couldn't help myself. There was Faye Dunaway and William Holden in a passionate love scene. She was about to climax, and she was telling him about some great programming decision she was going to make as they were going at their thing. And there I was laughing. I couldn't help myself. I laughed for about 15 minutes, and my wife was embarrassed. I always embarrass her. When we go out to eat or if we go to a movie, I always embarrass her because I laugh at the tender moments in the movies, or when someone gets killed, I laugh.
You're terrible.
I laugh.
It's not funny. You ought to go see The Sentinel if you can laugh through that.
I laughed at The Exorcist.
Yeah, but The Sentinel's worse.
Hey, I could make a commercial like they make up for those movies. He laughed at The Exorcist. He laughed at Network. He laughed at Survive. But will he laugh at The Sentinel?
Hey, that's pretty good. You ought to put that in your super commercial voice and just make a fortune.
Yes, or maybe
charge
I can...
Charge for it.
Maybe I could even do it in my disc jockey voice. Hey there, boys and girls, he laughed at The Sentinel. But The Sentinel, maybe he didn't laugh at The Sentinel. We'll have to find out.
Really?
I want to see The Sentinel.
It's not bad. It's pretty gory.
Yes. That's the kind of movie we love in America. We love gore, we love violence, and we don't really care about anything.
This is up there with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Really?
Maybe surpass that, maybe.
You saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, I was sort of forced into that one.
And I suppose you enjoyed it.
No, I didn't.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre didn't appeal to me, but if they put it on TV, I'll probably get another hunger attack right in the middle of it. I don't know. I don't understand myself.
You're gross.
Have a good night.
I'll see you later, Michael.
Bless you. May the good Lord bless and keep you and all that kind of stuff. This is Wacky. Good morning.
This is Billy Penn.
Billy Penn.
Well, you can't believe it. Someone of my stature calling the show.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, this is my 9th anniversary here. I called first time February 28, 1968.
1968.
Yes, it's so exciting.
The 9th anniversary, 9 years ago today.
Any music there anywhere?
What kind of music?
You can play for my anniversary.
Ah, anniversary music.
Yes.
Happy anniversary, what a day this is.
Don't you sing your ice cream song anymore?
I make my own kind of music.
Well, that's your ice cream cone song.
I sing that occasionally for special occasions.
Well, this is a special occasion.
Well, we've got to be sure it qualifies.
Well?
Is this important to the people of Kentuckiana?
Well, if Billy Penny important, nothing is.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, you better name your daughter Penny.
Penny?
Yeah. After me.
Yeah.
That's
a possibility.
I'll tell you about a bad movie.
A bad movie?
Bad movie. The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Yes?
You know about it?
I've heard of the commercials.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. If you can laugh at that, I really have to give it to you.
I think I can almost laugh at any kind of movie.
No, because you sit there and you think you wasted, you know, about $3.50 watching the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't laugh about it.
I see.
Because it's so bad.
Well, you see, I wait till they either come to TV or they come to the cheap theaters, and I see them for a dollar or less.
Well, maybe you'll see this one in a stag movie. It's really bad.
Really, really bad.
Really, really bad. So what's been happening with you?
What's been happening?
What's been happening?
I've just gotten mad as hell.
Yeah, have a drink of water. It'll cool you down.
And I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm about out of water. There's only an inch and a half of water left in the bottom of this cup.
Well, you won't make it to 3 o'clock then.
I wonder how much carbon tetrachloride there is in there.
I think it's 6.0, which is the danger level. It means you drop dead instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably won't make it to 3 o'clock.
Hmm. Carbon tetrachloride. I understand it causes cancer and also liver damage if you take it in large enough quantities.
I'm impressed you could say a word that big, personally.
Personally?
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, I try. I try to say all the words.
When's your new book coming out, the dictionary?
I have a dictionary here. The new one, the revised one?
Yeah.
They just said that they have a large production schedule, and it may be several years before the new edition will come out, but they will try to make the correction in the new edition. They are very happy that I pointed out their mistake.
We're all proud of you here in Kentucky.
I'm very proud of myself. It's not everyone who has a letter from the Merriam-Webster Company.
That's true.
Not everyone.
Yes. Are you going to be in a footnote?
I don't know. I should ask them for some kind of credit in the front of the book. Yes, I think I should be memorialized here.
Maybe they make a movie about it.
Yes.
Yes.
That would make a good story.
It really would, yeah.
Yes, guy who gained national fame because he corrected the Merriam-Webster Company.
Well, I guess I better be going.
And the sad part of it is, I gave them the correct definition of these words as they were written in the Funk and Wagnalls Dictionary.
It's the one you'd look at, wouldn't it be?
Yes. Well, you see what it is. I saw a TV program several months ago about midgets and dwarfs. And I was talking to some friends, and naturally the subject came up about midgets and dwarfs, and I was trying to think of the exact meanings. So I grabbed my new collegiate dictionary, and I looked in there. And it said essentially that midget and dwarf were synonymous.
Man, he must lead a boring life.
And I said, now that can't be. That's not correct. So I reached for my Funk and Wagnalls and looked it up. And they were wrong.
You're getting violent in your old age.
That's right. I'm mad as hell.
And what else?
And I'm not going to take this much longer.
Yeah, man, you're slipping. You don't remember the whole sentence anymore. It's going, man.
This carbon tetrachloride.
It's affecting your brain. You're going to be slipping down.
Carbon tet. I wonder if carbon tet is here in this dictionary.
I wonder if it'll eat up that plane in the Ohio River.
And if it is in this dictionary, I wonder if they have the proper definition. Carbon monoxide, carbonic acid, no carbon tet, no carbon tetrachloride.
Send another letter off.
Carbon paper. Wow, this is disgusting. They've got to have carbon tetrachloride.
Oh, we got some, they don't have any.
Do you know the chemical formula for carbon tetrachloride?
TCT.
Wrong. That is incorrect.
Well, hell, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't take chemistry, man.
Wow.
I'm just a dumb butt, you know.
Maybe it's CCl4. Because carbon is C, and chlorine is Cl, and I think tetra means four, and it would seem right to me that it's CCl4, and I wish there was a chemistry student out there listening so he could call in and tell me, because I need to know.
Well, it really doesn't matter. It's going to kill you one way or another. It doesn't matter what it stands for.
Yes, well, thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, you know, I figured I'd bless you all.
It's been enlightening.
I'm sure.
Any parting comments?
No, except life's a bitch.
Life is.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It is 2:27 on the Wacky Talk Show. Hello.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What is it you need to know?
The chemical formula for carbon tetrachloride.
CCl4.
Now, did you look that up? Do you know that, or did you
it's
hear what...
It's in the dictionary.
It is in the dictionary? Where at? What part of the dictionary?
Well, I've got a Thorndike Barnhart dictionary.
Aha. Uh-huh. What does it say about carbon tetrachloride?
A colorless, non-flammable liquid often used in fire extinguishers and in cleaning fluids.
Mm.
Then it gives a formula.
And if you breathe the fumes enough, it gives you brain damage.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Mm.
They mark on the bottle, if you use it for a cleaning fluid, they mark on the bottle, do not breathe the fumes.
Congratulations.
Yes, on what? Oh, yes.
Well, from your dictionary and from your little baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I don't blame you for being mad.
I am mad.
Especially over this chemical stuff. And
the second week in a row about the chemical.
Mm-hmm. And then the telephone company is out here. They switched over to the computers, you know.
I saw that on TV.
And they've messed up. Well, they messed up our lines. I mean, you know, we've got a different phone number now because it's mixed up and everything.
Hmm.
Sounds like a payphone.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
How's your weekend?
My weekend is...
Or should I have?
A little bit lacking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had a neat dream Saturday night. I fell asleep and I... This was a great dream. First of all, these commercials... The products were chasing me all around. They were chasing me, and I couldn't get away from them. And then I had to go into jail to help rehabilitate Charles Manson.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes, and, well, it progresses from there and gets constantly worse. And these commercials never would leave me alone. These products chasing me around, they never would leave me alone. And I had my choice of either rehabilitating Charles Manson or going back and being chased more by these commercials.
Is he supposed to be out soon, or is he already out?
No, he's eligible for parole in 78.
You think he's going to get it?
I don't think he'll get it. We never can tell, though.
No. They always do the unexpected.
Yes, I wonder how long it'll be before he's back in the news if he does get paroled.
Won't be long.
Won't be long. That's your prediction. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Maybe, Mike.
Need to know that about Carbon Tet. WAKY 583-8803 and 589 WAKY. It is 2:30. Wacky Kentuckiana weather clearing and cold this morning and today. Low tonight 25 degrees, a high today 39. Central Kentucky has 32, Southern Indiana 34. It is 34 from WAKY in the snow. Is no longer falling. It was coming down earlier. But right now, it has ceased to come down. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, how you doing?
I don't know. I've got this carbon tetrachloride, and I'm drinking this stuff.
Yeah, well, I have a teaspoon of that every day there, you know, before breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets my spirits going there.
I know it.
Is this Mr. Michael Louis Griffin?
I think so.
It was this morning when you woke up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you got Bigfoot. That's on CB. Or you can call me Terry, as I was called when I used to call Mason Dixon there.
Terry or Bigfoot?
Yeah, or stupid, or hey you, or yeah, any of those. Mm. Any of those above, ABC, or anyone, you know, don't make any difference.
Yeah, so you were a Mason Dixon caller.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you the truth, I have not. You can consider yourself as being, I don't know, flattered, or the distinguished pleasure of talking to me, see? Because
mm-hmm.
I haven't called since he left the show.
I see.
Been sitting listening, and I haven't heard anybody worth calling talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Until I heard you, and then somebody decided to rip out my phone after running up a couple hundred dollar phone bill, so...
Good Lord. How did a couple of hundred dollars get run?
Well, you know, brother in Florida, sat here and talked for 2 or 3 hours and stuff like it there, and... You know, so I just put one in Friday, so I figured you're the only one I know worth calling.
I see.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, you just, I don't know if you don't actually remind me of Mason Dixon, but there's just, I don't know, there's just some of them that ain't worth talking to, and you're one that is, so it's strange.
Hmm.
Not that it is not worth talking to, but it is.
Maybe it's because I once had the honor of actually touching Mason Dixon.
Oh, yeah, I touched a spider one time.
Really?
Yeah.
His pet tarantula.
Oh, yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah. Bugs?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
I thought it was George or Herman or something. I forgot.
No, he had an Indian dirty shirt. Remember dirty shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's chemo, son. Well, I mean, if you got anything to talk to, or you just call me just to be talking about nothing.
Well, it's up to you, really. But I was talking about the movie on TV where they ate human beings.
Oh, yeah, I watched that there, yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a dog-eat-dog world.
If you were up there, would you have partaken?
Yeah, I like pickled people feet.
Mm-hmm.
Our pig feet is one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's about all you got to say. Mm-hmm. Think I'm strange, don't you?
No, I don't think you're strange.
But
I was thinking, and I would have...
Hey, you know I got one of those beeps on my phone, too?
Ah. Can you play any songs with that?
Well, it's in the handset, see? It's the kind that's...
Oh, that's the kind that's not any fun.
Yeah, I know you have to try to guess.
If you got it...
It's very, very weird there to try to play Mary Had a Little Lamb when you can't see the numbers. It's really weird. You know
that's pretty good. But if you, those trimline phones, it spoils the whole thing of having touch tone.
I'm just thinking about taking all the buttons off of it, sawing the talking off part and the listening part there. And,
why did you ever get a trimline?
Well, I don't know.
It spoils having touch tone.
Yeah, well, it's small. Fits on the desk, you know.
Side of my old CB here. Yeah. You want to talk to somebody on a CB? FCC, get me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, holding up the phone, I do it all the time. Don't tell them I do it.
Amazing, amazing.
I don't need them to knock on my door again.
I thank you for calling in this
I thank you for calling me there. I'm glad you got to talk to me.
Yes, I am very glad.
I'll probably continue to talk to you there, call you every now and then there, and when I got something to say.
Yes, it's been exciting and stimulating. Have a good morning.
Well, that's the problem I am. I'm so stimulated right now.
Right.
Blood rushing to my head, and I'm nervous, and I can't talk there because having a divine pleasure talking to Godfather number two there. Huh?
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, take it easy, Copper. We're going to get on a side and let it slide, be kind of QLR-23 and do a PDQ flip-flop. Catch you come later. Go ahead, huh?
I don't think I have anything else to say. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, whatever you say. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, I see.
After I had Rambling Jack on.
Yeah? That's all right. That's what I've done. You know, wanted to call you up and see what's happening.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down, please?
Turn the radio down a little bit. That's all right. Turn the radio down. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wanting to ask you something.
All right.
What do you think about all these people that's robbing all these crazy cab drivers and stuff nowadays? Ain't that stupid?
Oh, is that happening?
Yeah.
Are you a cab driver?
Yeah, I drive a cab myself, you know?
Yeah.
And some dude, you know, got my cab, you know, and took me way down in the south part of town, you know, and he put a knife on me and took my money from me, you know? So whenever he'd done that, I went down to this liquor store down there to call the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had all my money laying all over the front seat up there, you know? And when I pulled up there and run in and called the police and everything, I come back out and the police got there and went there and my money was gone. The other guy ended up robbing me somewhere else there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave the money there?
Huh? Well, I was kind of scared about the deal, you know. I was, had to get the police there, and I was unconscious about the money laying there, you know.
Yeah.
And there was this other cab driver, which was down in Florida, whenever I was driving for a cab company there. And they robbed him, you know, and took everything, and the police arrived there. And they asked him, well, what did he take, you know? And he says, he took my billfold, my money, my cigarettes, and my cigarette lighter. He says, I didn't worry about all that there. He says, man locked me up in the trunk, but he left me without any cigarettes. That was really something, you know?
That is. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I understand cab driving is dangerous work.
Yeah, it sure is, man. You know, you never know who you're going to pick up, you know, and... You know, I think they ought to give cab drivers a chance, you know, like having to carry some kind of protection or something, you know, like a gun or something like that, you know, for self-defense, you know.
Well, probably the time. The guy would be in the back seat, a gun wouldn't do you much good.
Yeah, that's true, too, you know, but I mean, still, you know, you got to look at it like this, you know, like we're just, you know, got a job on, you know, our own, you know, and we just, you know, we're out to make a living like everybody else is, you know, and I mean, you know, anybody that steals a cab driver's money, you know, like we only make maybe $15 or $20 a day for ourselves, you know, to make a living for our families, you know,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, they take everything we got and that leaves us with nothing, see.
Well, why are you in cab driving? Do you like it?
Yeah, hey, it's not bad, you know. I mean, like, you meet a lot of good people, you know. But once in a while, you know, you get a bad person in the cab and everything, you know, and they always give the cab driver a hard time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
And, you know, it's a wild world out here in Louisville, I tell you, man. Some of the places you go to, you know, is really something else.
Are you one of these cab drivers who ask questions and talks to people when they get in your cab?
Yeah, you know, I like to talk to people, you know, I like to, you know, kind of figure them out, you know, feel them out a little bit, you know.
Well,
and so that way, you know, it gives me a safer feeling whenever I take them someplace. And I get a lot of people in there, I get a lot of ladies in there, you know, that's got problems, you know, like this one lady, you know, her husband left her, you know, and I talked to her, you know, into going back to her husband and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we get way out in Oklahoma, and then her husband is over in Jeffersonville, right? Well, we ended up in Oklahoma. We turned around. I took her back over to Jeffersonville where her husband was at. You know, and things like that. You know, just the way you talk to people, more or less, you know.
Any of these ladies ever come on strong with you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Especially all these dancing girls you pick up out of these go-go joints, you know.
Really?
They're a bunch of clowns, man. They get in the cab, you know, and they, you know, try to hug over on you and everything, you know, and you're trying to control yourself, especially whenever I'm married, you know. That's something else, man, you know. My wife wants me to quit being a cab driver, you know, because of this.
Yeah, I can understand why you enjoy the job now. I didn't quite have it before, but now I do.
Right. What do you think about this, all this snow and everything that's coming up? You think we're going to get a big one again?
I don't think so. I think we've had it, and I think that's over. I think the good Lord understands that we can only take so much, and after that we get mad as hell and we refuse to take it anymore.
Hey, I'll go along with that. But I'll tell you what, as a cab driver, man, I want to see about 7 or 8 feet of snow out here, and to keep me busy for a few more weeks before Derby Day.
Make lots of money when the snow's on.
Hey, you better believe it, you know. They keep you hopping, you know.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, like, see, I drive for Yellow Cab, you know. And they got the best business, you know. It's the best cab company around, you know. I've got support, of course, maybe my own one man's opinion, you know. But I've drove for several other cab companies here in town, and that's the best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make more money, especially on days like this, you know, like on slow days, you know. Today it's been, like, you know, really slow, you know. Now the snow is, you know, it snowed, you know, a little bit tonight. Now the business really picked up a lot, you know.
Yeah, you like the sub-zero weather when the cars won't start in the snow and people are afraid to drive.
Yeah, right, because, you know, that's when everybody rides a cab, you know.
That's terrible.
All the people and the crazy people, you know.
Terrible wishing that on us.
Huh?
Wishing that on us. It's terrible.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and check off here, and I'll catch y'all later, okay?
You shouldn't use that word. It might make someone think of checker cab. Don't use check off.
Okay, I'll yell at you later on.
All right, have a good night. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
As bad as hell, and I won't take it anymore.
Oh, that's good. Have you yelled that out your window recently?
No, I'm going to just yell at you.
Uh-huh.
I figure I'd cover more territory that way.
I see. Why in particular are you mad as hell?
First of all, you didn't tell me to call the show and confirm your formula.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is the formula?
What is the correct formula?
Yes.
CCL4.
CCL4.
Which is exactly what you said.
Yes, and I didn't even look it up. It's from my chemistry course that I had in high school.
It's not that difficult of a formula.
Oh, I know that, but I...
Because you remember terra means four.
Yes, I wasn't into chemistry, though.
You don't have to be into chemistry. That's high school stuff.
I know, but see, the chemistry teacher, he liked me, and he passed me because he liked me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you see, but see, that proves something right there. You know what that proves?
What?
That proves no one ever fails a class.
Yes.
Because they always learn something. Even if they don't pass the test, they've learned something.
I learned about carbon tetrachloride.
You learned something anyway.
CCL4. I also learned that sewer gas can cause insoluble iron compounds in your bloodstream, and if you breathe enough of this stuff, this H2S, this hydrogen sulfide gas that comes out of the sewers, if you breathe enough of this stuff, you'll have to have a blood transfusion or you'll die.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And we even manufactured some of this H2S hydrogen sulfide sewer gas in the laboratory. And we were very, very frightened.
That sounds like when we manufactured chlorine gas in the laboratory. And it escaped.
Uh-huh.
That was cute.
Did anyone get sick?
Yes, yes. We almost lost one.
Yes. Now, what is it? I'm trying to think of the term. This is... Wow. Where they make these things that really stink.
Oh, yes. I remember it. I try to remember exactly what it was, though, that we did to make it stink so bad. It escaped, though.
It's a certain kind of thing. I'm not thinking of rotten egg smell or anything like that. It's a certain... It's got a name, and I can't think of the name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, well... This wasn't in my chemistry class, but another chemistry class.
We definitely had the rotten eggs. Now, remember, we had to evacuate the whole section of school because someone decided to be cute and release it into the hall.
They made some of this stuff in chemistry class, and it got into the ventilating system, and it was all over the school.
I tell you. Oh, what are the three signs of carbon, the three symptoms of carbon tetrachloride poisoning?
I don't know. This is something we need to know.
The first sign is loss of memory.
Uh-huh. I forgot something today.
The other two seem to slip my mind.
Uh-huh. I did forget something today.
What did you forget?
I don't remember.
I know. It's starting to wear.
Yes.
Look what's happening already.
It's happening. If you found yourself a little confused, your memory a little impaired, you realize that we've had this carbon tetrachloride in our water.
Another carcinogen gets into our water.
That's right. If you turn up with cancer a few years from now, and undoubtedly, 90% of all cancers is induced by the environment and what we have done to the environment. The other 10% is that which would naturally occur.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
That is pretty bad. Now, these fluorocarbons from these aerosol deodorants are getting into the atmosphere and breaking down the ozone layer so that more of these ultraviolet rays can get through and cause skin cancer.
To be serious for a moment, though, what do you think is going to happen now? Okay, we've got alternative substances on the market now that will either an aerosol can using non-fluorocarbons, compressed gas.
It's something. Probably something worse they put in there.
No, it's just pretty much compressed air.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, the pump. The non-aerosol pump.
Yes, and then you can always get off the can completely and get on the stick.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I've done.
So, what do you actually think people are going to do it now? Even though that there are available, even though they know the fluorocarbons, unless they take the fluorocarbon aerosols off the market, do you think people will stop using them because they know this?
I think they will because of the ad campaigns. Ad campaigns work.
Yep.
All these deodorant companies are advertising their sticks and, mm-hmm. and their pumps.
But do you think they would have gotten off of it for the sheer fact that the fluorocarbons were going in the atmosphere?
No, I don't think people really care.
I don't think they care enough to really know. You know, in other words, they don't really think. Well, it's another one of them contrived things.
Yes.
You know, like the Arab oil embargo, that was contrived. You know, don't you know that?
Probably it was. And the natural gas shortage.
That's Mark. I'm gonna hit you next time I see you.
Why?
For telling the folks of Louisville that. You're leading them to believe things that aren't true.
Why? Why is that not true? Now, I know that we'll run out of this stuff and we need to find other sources.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, the Arab oil embargo, for a fact, was not contrived.
Why?
It's true. Why? Did you ask me why?
Why, yes, why?
Why? Because the Arabs decided that we weren't paying enough for their oil,
what?
And since we didn't want to, they were going to keep it from us.
I don't know if I agree entirely, although they did, you're
right. They did stop shipping, and I agree that maybe...
Except the Iranians, we still had oil from Iran.
Right, maybe it was made worse by production being lessened. And I do think possibly that the gas shortage was made worse by careful management.
I wonder if our oil companies, our good American oil companies, didn't push the price of gasoline up higher than it should be.
When?
After the oil embargo.
Probably because it was federally controlled.
Yeah, it was, well, the price was, you know, around 30, 35 cents a gallon, and now it's 60, 65, and they tell us it's going to go up more.
Well, up in the upper part of the United States, northern part of the United States, around New York, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. area, 73 cents a gallon.
Yeah, they're telling us in the other parts of the world it's $2 a gallon and all this kind of stuff. They're getting us ready to pay a bundle for gasoline that's going to drive other prices crazy.
It is $2.10 a gallon in Germany, for instance.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend that just...
That doesn't mean it's right just because that's how much it costs.
No, I don't say it's right. I'm just saying other people are paying a lot more for energy than people in the United States. We're fairly fortunate as the country goes, I'd say.
The oil companies are wreaking...
They're making money out of the deal somehow.
They are, but they won't admit it. They take out big ads in the newspaper saying how that they're... Profits are down from what they were before, but when your profit goes up 500% in 1 year, then the next year, if your profit only goes up 100% more than that, you know, your profits, of course, didn't go up as much as they did the year before.
Well, you also got to take in consideration, for instance, you got the profits of the previous year were, okay, let's say you have $1,968 versus $1,976.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say your profits went up 100% in 1976. But according to $1,968, your profits only went up 38%. In other words, with inflation, a dollar doesn't mean as much.
Yes, well, we find that when we go to the grocery store.
Very quickly, don't we?
Yes.
You can get $100 worth of groceries and not get anything.
Yes, the only people that this is really hurting, it's not hurting any of the companies, it's hurting the common man.
Oh.
The put quotes around the term common man.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. What does the common man make these days?
Yes, well, that's a good question. He doesn't make much of anything, really.
I got a suggestion for your kid's name.
What is that?
Trelease.
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 Trelease. Spelled with a T.
I see why.
You don't have to emphasize it so much, but I just emphasize it so you get it right.
I see. Why should I name her that?
It's an unusual name.
It is.
That way all the guys, when they get older, will say, that's a cool name.
I see.
And you'll get her married off soon, and
she's going right into the convent.
Right into the convent.
That's right.
Now, see, if you get her married to somebody rich, then old dad's set up for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
See? Uh-huh.
I've got two chances here. I'm not going to blow it.
No. Get an unusual name. Rich guys go for girls with unusual names.
Yes, I'm not going to blow this.
No?
You're right. I have two opportunities. Two daughters and two opportunities. You're absolutely right.
Two chances, yeah.
That's right. I thank you for calling in this morning.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, this is Wacky. Good morning.
Yeah, I talked to Bob on the talk show.
This is Mike on the talk show.
Mike on the talk show?
Yes, that's Big Ten 4.
Okay.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm on the air now?
Absolutely. Millions of people around the world across Kentuckiana are hearing this very conversation.
Okay, I'd like to talk about parents.
Yes.
Kids?
Yes.
I like to say they ought to leave their kids alone after so many years once they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're up listening to this, because we've been harassed by them for months and months, and I don't know how many people are... kids in the world are being harassed by their parents, but maybe they ought to call in.
You've been harassed by your parents since you've been married?
Yeah, it's been six years.
Yeah, what do they do exactly?
Oh, they call and give us phone calls, harass us, and...
Why? What do they say?
Nothing, you know, really. They just say weird things, you know, breathe on the phone real hard.
Your parents do that?
Yeah, well, they're divorced now, see. And,
both of them do that?
Both of them, no, just one. Just, my mother.
Uh-huh.
Well, as far as I know, she was.
Why does she do that?
Jealous, more or less. Because, I got a little brother, see. He's, mama's boy. And, she's, you know, it's hard to say, you know.
Yeah. I think she needs help.
Yeah, that's what I say, but, you know, like here last week, they called up here and was, you know, wanting to know if I was wanting to have another stroke, see, which was a bunch of malarkey.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it really bothers you, you ought to just hang up. Maybe you should get the idea.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought maybe on the radio, other kids are getting bothered by their parents. Maybe call and see what, you know.
Well, the next time she calls, you tell her that you care about her, but if she doesn't want to talk the way that she should talk, that you don't want to talk to her, and then hang up.
Well, that's the best thing about it. Kids don't even want to talk to them.
Mm. I don't know. I've never had that problem, but I sympathize with you, and I hope you have a good night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. This is the Wacky Talk Show. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Rhonda.
Rhonda?
And I'm madder than hell, and I can't take it anymore.
Ah, Rhonda. We'll be mad together.
Well, I am.
Ah, what are you mad about?
Well, I'm sick of waiting on tables and not even really getting paid for it.
I see. What kind of money do you make waiting on tables?
I make $1.15 plus tips.
Wow. And how many tips do you get?
Well, I get quite a few tips, but a lot of people leave dimes and quarters. And here I'm waiting on them and working my butt off.
How many tables do you think you could wait on in a day?
How many do I think I can wait? Well, about 50, surely.
50 tables. Now, if everyone left you 25 cents, that'd be $12.50 in tips.
Yes.
Now, how much do you usually average a day in tips?
I average about 10.
So not everyone leaves you a quarter. I see. Now, what is the average price of a meal?
The average price of a good meal, $5.
$5. Now, they're supposed to, the accepted thing is 10%.
Right.
So that'd be a 50-cent tip.
Right.
And they don't do that.
No.
Hmm.
I figure they think that you make more than what you really make.
Well, I try to leave tips because I know waitresses don't make that much money. But I've always felt that the restaurant should pay the help, you know, what the amount of money they deserve.
Yeah, I guess that's right, you know, but that ain't helping me out any.
I know that. I do try to leave tips, and I think people should try to leave tips.
Really, I mean work all night trying to get together a nickel bag and can't.
How long have you been at this?
What, trying to get together a nickel?
Well, trying to make money as a waitress.
Over a year now.
Over a year. Have you ever thought of doing something else?
Sure I have, but you know, I ain't got any experience.
Well, you don't necessarily need any.
I was a dropout in school, you know.
Well, that doesn't necessarily have to hurt you. You could try factories. Some factories pay excellent money.
Mm-hmm. I've got my applications in most factories, but you know, like, they don't want to hire somebody that...
Well, keep at them. Every couple of months, you go back.
Yeah.
And the economy's a little slow right now. It might pick up any time. You never can tell.
Really? I'll be glad when it does, man. I won't be waiting on these tables.
You've been at that job for a year.
Mm-hmm. And here I'm running and getting this and getting that for them, you know. And being real nice, man, but I think they're illiterate.
You never can tell.
Really.
What else are you mad about?
Nothing, I don't guess. That's about it.
Well, that's pretty good.
From working all night, you know, who wouldn't be mad?
Now, how much carbon tetrachloride do you think you've ingested from the water?
I don't know. I don't really drink that much water.
Mm-hmm. Now, you work all night.
I work all night.
Are you working now or are you at home?
I'm home.
This is your night off?
No, I just got off.
Oh, I see. You work
until... That's why I'm madder than hell.
That would make you mad. Did you take a cab home?
Huh?
Did you take a cab home?
No, I didn't. I go home with a carpool.
I see. Well, I was wondering. We had a cab driver earlier, and I was wondering.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda...
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to work out. It'll take time.
Okay.
It will take time. Thank you for calling in this morning.
All right.
583-8803-589-WACKY. Hello?
Yeah, fine. Are you Bill or Mike?
Mike.
You are Mike.
Right.
Well, I lost a dollar bet there. No, I thought you was Bill. You know, I told Bill I was going to call back tonight, you know, play Kalijah.
Yes.
And anyway, he told me to ask you, you know, what you sing.
Kalijah?
No, I'm not gonna play nothing tonight because I ain't got no guitar tonight.
I see.
Yeah. But I thought you was Bill.
No, I am Mike. Who did you bet?
I bet Mike.
Uh-huh.
My nephew, Mike.
Yes, and so you lost a dollar.
Yeah, I lost a dollar.
Wow, you know what they say.
What?
A fool and his money are soon parted. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but see, I'm not no fool, and I'm hard to beat in a bet. But, really, you know, you sound alike.
Really?
I think so.
I see. Well, I will get a tape, and I will tape my voice, and I will tape his voice, and we will play them back one morning on the talk show, and we will compare them, and we will see.
We'll see.
Yes. Are you mad about anything?
No, heck no. No, the only thing I'm mad about, you know, I told, it was Monday night, you know, Bill said be sure to call him, you know, he's going to do Kalijah.
Mm-hmm. Kalijah.
Yeah.
That's about a cigar store Indian, right?
Yeah, the wooden head and everything.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, you know, if I call again, he said, you know, before he comes back, he said, well, talk to Mike, you know, and maybe Mike is saying, you know.
Yeah, is that a Hank Williams song?
Yeah, originally, you know, but he said he likes the way Charlie Pride did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a country music fan?
Well, definitely.
Well, there'll be another country.
I like the rock and roll, you know, in the old 50s and
yeah.
60s.
Yeah. There'll be another country music station on the air this morning.
What time?
6 a.m. I'm on the air.
On Wacky?
On FM.
Oh, FM.
Yes.
Hmm.
I shouldn't be making this promotional announcement, but I think it's terrible. We've lost our all-news station that I loved. And it's going to play country music from now on. And I'm disgusted. I think it's terrible.
Yeah. But well, I tell you, you and Bill, you sound alike. And I sure did lose a dollar because I bet that that was Bill.
Well, all right, neighbor.
All right, mighty fine. We'll let you go ahead and get on and move on to somebody else. Then.
258 from 79, WAKY Louisville. Hello? Hello?
Jerry Jeff Walker.
All right. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Is this talk show?
Evidently. I think it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I was wanting to talk about girlfriend.
All right. What kind of girlfriend?
Well, are you married? Is this Mike?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I think I am.
Oh, well, back when you were dating and stuff, did you spend quite a money on your girlfriend?
Yes, I did. I was a sucker.
Yeah.
Don't spend the money.
I think I'm the world's biggest.
How much do you spend?
Oh, God. I'm only 18 years old, and I must have spent thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Do you have a job?
Well, I used to.
Yeah?
Then I gave it up. Don't go on many dates no more.
That's what you ought to go on the dates and have just a little fun.
Well,
you don't always have to spend money.
Well, I try to have fun, but you gotta have money to have fun, though.
Why?
I don't know. You can't. Well, it depends on what kind of fun you're talking about.
Yeah, everybody's talking about money. With money, money, money.
Really? Well, like if you want to go to nice places, well, say concerts and things like that. You know, that's.
You want to have a little fun? Put on an old dirty t-shirt, some dirty jeans, and no shoes, and walk into one of the fine restaurants here in town.
They'll kick you out.
Yeah, that'll be fun, though. You'll enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I like to go to things like concerts and stuff like that, but it's really getting outrageous. It costs a whole lot.
Why do you like concerts? I mean, you can listen to the records. It sounds better. Usually, most groups don't sound anything. There's some that do, but most groups don't sound anything like their records.
Well, yeah.
They're too loud. They're too loud. All the people stand up in front of you, so you have to stand up, too, and you get tired standing there. I mean, what's the thrill?
Yeah, but you can go to a concert and get hollered and, you know, drink and have a good time.
Yes, and they don't just drink, either.
Well, but you don't even listen to the group that much, you know. It's just you go meet people and things like it.
Find yourself a nice girl and spend some quiet evenings at home.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to take your advice.
Yes, I think you should. You'll enjoy it. More than a concert.
Oh, all righty, I thank you.
Okay, this is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Are you a nice girl?
Yeah.
Do you like to spend quiet evenings at home?
Yeah.
Maybe you're just the kind of girl the fella that's just on the phone needs. I don't know.
Wait a minute, something's wrong with my radio.
Why?
I'm trying to turn it down and it keeps going up louder.
Ah.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just kind of sitting here, you know, and I'm mad. Are you mad?
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Yes?
I didn't like it very much, though.
And it made you mad that you spent your money to see the movie?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you tell the manager of the theater you were madder than hell?
No, I don't do stuff like that.
Why not?
I don't know.
We need to do more things like that. All these places around here. Now, there are various groups and various companies that rip people off for a living.
Yeah.
And if you stand up for your rights, you don't get ripped off as often.
You sound just like him.
Like who? Like Howard Beale?
Yeah.
The Howard Beale Report? I've been taking lessons. I've been studying Howard Beale.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Yes.
Well, did you see that Beatles show?
No.
Oh, it was good.
Was it good? Where was it on?
It was at the Vogue last night.
I missed
Friday night.
And it wasn't something that you felt ripped off?
No.
It was something really worthwhile.
Yeah.
There are a few things in this life that are worthwhile. You've got to take them and hold them close.
Yeah, I know. No, people don't realize what the Beatles did, though.
What did they do?
I mean, you know, they just started all the long hair and just started everything. Everything the Beatles did, everybody did. It was just, you know, the beginning of everything.
And they changed music twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
I want to ask you something. I don't know if you're an expert on the Beatles, but let me see. Is John Lennon married?
Yes.
He's
divorced and married again. I think he's still married to Yoko Ono. They had some troubles, and I think they're back together.
Is he the one with glasses?
Yeah.
His name's John.
John, yes.
Okay, well, I won then.
What did you win?
Well, my husband said that George Harrison was the one with the glasses. He was the one who was married to the whatever her name was.
Yoko Ono, the Japanese lady?
Yeah, and yeah. I said he wasn't.
Your husband is wrong. What did you had a bet?
Yeah.
What is your bet?
$5.
$5. I can think of more interesting bets, but the $5 is certainly a good bet.
Well, he always thinks he's right, so he has to bet everything, but yeah. I knew I was right.
I know people like that. People who always think they're right, and it makes me mad.
He does. He thinks he's right all the time. And I mean, he is sometimes, but I'm right every now and then, you know?
Yeah, but I'm glad that you put him in his place.
I am too.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad. Do you feel superior now?
Yes.
Are you into women's liberation at all?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. I heard a report coming in about a woman who has written a book, and I can't remember the name of the book, but the idea behind the book, the basic theme of the book, is the idea that a long time ago, most of the world believed that God was a woman, and then certain men came in, and we're pushing this idea of God being a man. And before this time, the women were the ones who held the money, and she documents this. The women were the one who held the money and the throne, you know, they were the leaders and everything. And then they started pushing the idea of God as a man, and then men took over. And so now that men and women are trying to get on equal ground, she's bringing this book out, and she has all that documented.
Huh.
Amazing.
I know.
Yes. Now, I bring that out because I have two little girls, and I want them to have every advantage in life. I don't want to see them run over by a male chauvinist society.
What are you going to name your little girl, or have you already named her?
Yes, we've named her Beth Suzanne.
Oh, that's cute.
We think so.
Well,
I thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay.
All right. It's 3:05, and that's going to conclude another exciting stimulating, wacky talk show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that we've shed some light on some of the important issues of the day. I hope that you are mad, that you have gotten mad, and that you're going to do something about your anger, that you're going to open your window and holler. Right? Now remember, next week on this program, it all happens right here. Bang! Just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I'm not to that point yet. But it may happen. You never can tell. Never can tell. Borderline psychotics might do anything. And certainly, there are many borderline psychotics in this world. I don't know if I'm one or not. I haven't been diagnosed. But I may go and get diagnosed at some time. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, and I may do it. Well, I hope the good Lord will bless and keep you, because certainly we all need blessing and we need keeping. I don't know if the good Lord is a man or if he's a woman or whatever. But we refer to him as him because that's the common way to do it, and I don't mean anything chauvinistic about it. And I hope that's perfectly clear. Have a good night, and may God bless you.